Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Relationships That Work, the Power of Conscious Living Show, an adventure in self-realization and conscious living. This is a place and time for spiritually based transformation through empowered communication, courageous introspection, and purposeful action. Integrate ancient wisdom into your daily life and relationships. Let's join our host, Dr. David Wolf.
Welcome to the Sofitov Institute Radio Hour. This is David Wolf, your host, December 8th, 2010. Sofitov Institute Radio Hour. I'm here in the Sofitov Studios with Marie Glashine at the controls. We invite you to join us. We invite you to join us in this show. The number to call to be on the show, 805-285-9749. If you call in and you want to participate, be on the show, press 1. Call in, share your comments, or join us on chat. Call in, get some coaching. Sofitov programs, we have our seminars, our books, our workshops, and we have our coaching. And this radio hour is actually an opportunity for you to experience Sofitov coaching, perhaps as an observer, or to call in and get coaching on the issue of your choice, on the life area of your choice. Call in, get coaching. We talk about coaching as like a car, coaches a car, and a car moves us from, the vehicle moves us from point A to point B. So maybe it's in your spiritual practice or your financial life, or your career, or your communication skills, or maybe some personality trait you want to change, or maybe some habit you want to get rid of, or some habit you want to form and cultivate. And so experience right here on the Sofitov Radio Hour, Sofitov Coaching. Come and join us where you get to move from point A to point B. Also, we talk about coaching as excellence, Aristotle said excellence then is not an act, it's a habit. And so in coaching we focus a lot on forming healthy habits for a life of excellence. We understand our habits form our character forms our destiny. So even if it's like apparently small habits, whether it's in our time management, or our health, or our cleanliness, or our communication skills, or our financial management, or what we do with our paper files, habits about procrastination, whatever it is, as we cultivate healthy habits, then we form a character that leads to an auspicious destiny and a life of excellence. So come right here in the Sofitov Radio Hour and get some coaching. We talk about coaching as excellence rather than mediocrity. I use the example, which was relevant just today, just this morning. I use the example that in the game of tennis, I don't need a coach. I, David Wolf, declare, I don't need a coach in the game of tennis. I have no need of one. Why? Well, you would see why if you were on the north side courts in Gainesville today from about 9 to 11. Because if you see me on the tennis courts, you'll see, oh, there's David. He's obviously committed to mediocrity in the game of tennis. All around, in a complete way. Forehand, backhand, his overhead, his service game, his net game. It's mediocrity at best. So if you're committed to mediocrity, then don't come to Sofitov coaching. Now, we notice that Federer, Nadal, and Andy Roddick, and Andy Murray, the greats. They have coaches, great football players and baseball players and basketball players. They have coaches. Now, they're already manifesting excellence, and they're committed to strive to higher and higher levels and experiences of excellence. And so they have coaches. So in Safa Tov Coaching, we're here to shine light on your blind spots, to draw out unused potential. Come to the Safa Tov Radio Hour. We've had, Marie and I have had hundreds and hundreds of clients over the years, and actually this Safa Tov Radio Hour, it's a special chance to experience. You get Safa Tov Coaching. If you've been listening to the Radio Hour over the weeks and months, maybe you've heard others get coaching, and what happens when we hear others get coaching is we get value ourselves, because the human experience is very shared. We tend to be more alike than different. Or even if someone's experience is different, oh, that's different than me. On this issue over here, I'm completely different than this person. I'm like this, this, this. So even hearing the other person's coaching process, I still learn about myself, even if I don't directly relate, but I still raise awareness of, well, here's where I'm at in about my relationship with guilt or fear or finances or abundance or God or whatever. Come to the Safa Tov Radio Hour and experience Safa Tov Coaching. Coaching can be about interpersonal. Refine your relationships, maybe your relationships as a parent, or a spouse, or a partner, or maybe your relationships in your work environment. Get expertise through Safa Tov Coaching in the principles and practices of transformative communication. The principles and practices of transformative communication, or your coaching experience right here on the Safa Tov Radio Hour. It could be intrapersonal, which essentially is our relationship with ourself, intrapersonal. Maybe it's something about my aggressiveness or something about my passivity or something, some quality that I don't really like about myself and I want to understand better and I want to transform it. Safa Tov Coaching is the place for you. This is the Safa Tov Radio Hour, your station for self-realization. This is David Wolf, your host. Safa Tov Radio Hour, your station for self-realization. We invite you to be on the show. Also, we invite you to visit the Safa Tov website, satvatov.com. It's like growing and expanding and enriching materials practically every day. You might want to visit the library section of the Safa Tov website, where you get to hear past radio shows, links to past radio shows. You get to view many videos related to the principles of spiritually based personal growth and transformative communication, and dozens of articles there in the library section of the Safa Tov website. And check out our calendar of upcoming events. February 11th to 13th, I'll be facilitating the Safa Tov Foundational Seminar in Gainesville, Florida. And coming up in 2011, foundational and advanced seminars in Germany and Canada and California. And June 17th to 20th, Safa Tov 3, an adventure in conscious living. We had our inaugural launch program back in September of this year. And the results were astounding, very deeply moving. It was a highlight of my life, actually. It was quite an incredible experience. So the second Safa Tov 3, an adventure in conscious living, register now. Spaces are filling up quick, June 17th to 20th. And right now at 1:10 Eastern Time, December 8th, you can get Safa Tov Coaching. And we invite you to join us. The number to call to be on the show, 805-285-9749. If you call in, or if you're already called in, as some of you are, if you're called in and you want to participate, press 1, dial 1. Sofitov Coaching, process of transformative communication. It's an approach to self-realization. It's a communication-based approach to self-development. It's a multidimensional approach. I want to clarify that. It's a multidimensional approach. If you've experienced the seminars or the coaching, multidimensional means sometimes we might focus cognitively in our attempts, in our process of self-realization and self-development. We might focus cognitively. Yes, Marie, what's happening?
Hello, David. This is Marie. I want to know.
Yes. Who's on the air? Who's on the air?
This is Devin Orso.
Hey, Devin. Welcome.
It's Devin. Hello, David.
Good to hear from you, Devin. And you're calling from Alberta, Canada?
That's where I'm calling from.
Great. Okay.
I was just wondering about something that's going on for me.
Yes.
Lately, I've been struggling, or noticing that I've always kind of struggled with waking up early when I don't have something that I feel that I have to do.
Okay.
Like when I don't have a commitment to somebody else to be somewhere, or I don't have work, I'll significantly oversleep because I don't have something that I feel that I have to do.
Hmm. Okay, and it sounds like you're not satisfied with that. As you're growing in your awareness and your maybe commitment to a full, rich, spiritually based, energized life, you're not satisfied. You feel like you're not making the full best use of your human form of life in this sleeping in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my desire would be to wake up early, even if because I want to, and not because I feel like I have to, because I want to, and because I just want to be up early to do something that I want to do, and maybe it isn't necessary, but it's still something that I would desire to do, and I desire to be up early.
Right, from a place of inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something that I have to pay the bills or I have to file that report. It's not coming from a have to place, but from a place of inspiration, like, wow, by getting up early, there's so much I get to do. And it's not that I have to. There's so much I get to do as part of being an alive spiritual being and in expressing my full life potency.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and I've just struggled for one reason or another when wanting to wake up when it's out of my desire to wake up and feel alive, as opposed to feeling like I'm committed to somebody to go do a workout, or I have to be up to get ready for work. When it's neither of those, when there's not a have to feeling behind it, when it's just like a, and it's when I want to, when it's I feel inspired to get up early, I feel like I just have immense challenge with it and end up, you know, whatever, falling back asleep for whatever reason and just having challenge with it.
Yes. Well, I'm wondering, what are some things like that in your list, maybe in your mental list, are in the like things that you want to do, you like to do, but and you know it would be fulfilling and healthy for you, not things that like you have to go to work like that, but things that you know would be life enriching for you. But so far, till now, you've not moved them to the place of this is urgent. Life is too short to not be immersed in such things. To move it from that would be nice to yeah, I'm inspired. I'm getting urgent about this. What might be a few things on that list?
A few things on that list might be exercising in the morning, taking a walk by myself, just out in the beautiful winter Canada weather. And meditating in the morning as well.
Okay, so exercise, walking, meditating. The walking sounds like it could be a form of both exercise and meditation. It might incorporate a few things there.
Mm-hmm.
And so how come these things are important for you?
They're important for me, especially like it makes more sense for me to just to break them up. The exercise is important for me to just to feel healthy and be healthy and experience my full human experience in the most rich way possible.
Yes.
The walk really is exercise, but also allows me for time to stop and smell the roses and really be conscious, be in my experience, and enjoy the subtle pleasures in life. And meditation just to introspect, to give myself quiet time. I feel that I lead usually a busy, very, very full kind of life, and giving myself that space to just to be free, to be quiet, to quiet my mind, to like introspect. I feel more complete when I do that.
Introspect. Okay, you feel a completeness, you feel a wholeness. It's kind of time away from the hustle bustle of life and even the hustle bustle of your own mind and the inner chatter and conversation that's going on a lot of the time. And it's kind of like it gives you perspective and healthy distance from your day-to-day activities, the meditation. And with the walking, I really appreciated that term, the subtle pleasures. You deepen your appreciation for the subtle pleasures, for the creation and nature and exercise to feel healthy. That when you get up early, you do some exercise, you feel healthy. It makes a difference for you going through the day.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Devin, I'm wondering, with exercise, I'm wondering the actual activity of it. I don't know if you do a treadmill or you jog or you do weights or whatever you do. But whatever you do, is the activity itself enjoyable, or is it kind of like you sort of dread it? It's like drudgery, but you know it's good for you. I'm just wondering about that.
I feel like it's somewhere in the middle. I mean, it's not that I absolutely dread it, and it's not that it's the most pleasurable experience ever. I feel like when I'm exercising with others, when I have an exercise partner, especially when I have an exercise partner, then it becomes definitely something I look forward to. When it's on my own, it's more about an anticipation, I think, of pleasure, where, that I get this somewhat good feeling out of it. It's more of an anticipation of pleasure, of how I'll be feeling after, how it'll brighten my day, how I'll feel more alive, my blood will be flowing, I'll feel richer.
All right, so it's anticipation. And when you have association, when you have someone else to exercise with, then the fun factor tends to be increased for sure.
Yeah, like 10, hundredfold.
Right. So
that
makes
my extra
a big difference.
Coming
I got it. Okay. All right. And I appreciate your coming on the Sofitope Radio Hour, Devin. And like right now, in a given week or 2-week period, How many days on average do you, by your definition, rise early? Because I know for some people, rise early means 3 a.m., and for some people, like my if my daughter got up by 10 a.m., she'd think that's rising really early. So I didn't really I hope she's not listening. Anyhow, so we didn't get into, but from your definition, about how many days per week are you rising early now?
How many days am I rising early now? I would say that I feel on average maybe between 2 and 4 days a week. I feel like I rise early and I feel good about how early I got up, and I feel good about the activities that I did early in the morning.
Okay, so maybe 3 on average, and on those 3 days or so per week, when you rise early, is that what you're doing with your time? Either some exercise or walking in nature or some meditation? Is that the sort of thing you're doing when you rise early?
Yeah, I would say every time that I rise early is usually I exercise. Every once in a while, it's a walk, and pretty much every time I exercise as well, I meditate as well. And sometimes I meditate even when I don't exercise.
Okay, I hear you. All right. So when you do rise early, it's not like you're just going to your computer and doing some email. You are making good use of the time, and you just want to do that more days per week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like 4 or 5.
4 or 5. Okay. All right. So what might be a realistic yet challenging goal for yourself? Let's say looking from now till January 1st, and then maybe into 2011, you can increase from there. But say from now till January 1st, about 3.5 weeks, what might be a challenging yet realistic goal for you?
I would say a challenging yet realistic goal would be to exercise followed by meditate a minimum, or just exercise followed by meditate 4 times per week. Guaranteed. And then have at least 1 walk in the morning, maybe one of the 3 other days that I'm not doing exercise and meditation, have a walk in the early morning on one of the other 3 days.
Okay. So this, actually, just hearing you speak, Marie is shivering, because it's probably like about negative 25 there. And you're like, I can hear, Devin, you're exhilarated, the idea of going out in negative 25 at 6 a.m. in the morning and taking a walk. And just talking about it, Marie is here in the Sofitel Studios, and she's suffering, she's in pain. Anyhow, that's Marie. So, I actually played tennis in 25-degree weather this morning, but we won't go there. Now, Devin, from what I understand, this exercise followed by meditation, are you talking about that you're going to do that on those days when you do rise early?
Yes.
Okay, because you could rise late by your definition, and you could exercise and meditate at noon or 3 p.m. But what I understand you're talking about is that as a healthy, enlivening morning program, that at least 4 days per week, if I'm understanding you correctly, you're going to rise early by your definition, and you're going to exercise and meditate on at least 4 days per week when you rise early. And of the other 3 days, what am I understanding? Of the other 3 days, at least 1 day you're going to also rise early and take a walk?
Take a walk, and then a possible meditation after the walk. But that meditation is optional.
Okay.
So I feel that it will likely occur, but I'm not going to set it in stone.
Okay. So you'd like that, but you're not ready to commit to that. And so, mm-hmm. so what I'm understanding, Devin, is that a challenging and realistic goal for you would be to rise early, at least 5 days per week from now till the end of the year, and on at least 4 of those days in the morning, you're going to do exercise and meditation. Maybe you'll do more meditation, but at least 4 of the days, exercise, meditation. And on at least 1 of the days, you're going to do a walk. Is that accurate?
Yeah, that's accurate, and I definitely like the sounds of it. And I also like the fact that you say rise early as opposed to putting a specific time on it, due to the fact that rise early means different things to different people.
Yes, right. And so, I am keeping it open-ended, although in one sense I might suggest in our coaching process that you don't keep it open-ended, that you have a clear definition of what rise early means, so that if you do commit to this, so that you know whether you're keeping your commitment or not. And so, yeah, so I'm not imposing a definition of what early or late means. At the same time, I suggest that you have a clear, specific, concrete definition so that you know whether you're achieving this goal or not.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you suggest that I put a concrete time on it, because rising early does mean something to me. It just may mean different things to different people. However, since I'm the one with that goal, it is recommended that I put a specific time on it.
Yeah. Well, what do you think about that? Does that make sense for you?
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. And also, I'm realizing throughout this process that I made a previous goal about rising early, and I realized that I like the form of the goal that we've just created together much more than I like the form of the goal that I created earlier on my own.
Oh, great. So this is resonating for you. This is resonating.
Yeah.
And then Devin, what we just came up with, the rising early by your definition, at least 5 days per week, and at least 4 of those days exercise and meditation, and at least 1 of those days a walk. How committed are you to that?
Ooh. I feel like I'm at an 8.
About an eight. What I'm hearing is you're not rock solid committed to it, that you'd like it to happen. You do have determination. You're planning for it to happen. And at the same time, an 8 means you're leaving some openings for sort of life circumstances to get in the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, basically, there's some hesitation there to that commitment due to the fact that I guess I have some negative self-talk in that, like, oh, I might just fall back asleep one day accidentally, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's going on for me.
I hear you, yeah. And so you have some self-doubt, you have some concerns that there could be more than 2 days per week where you don't rise early, and when you get up, your mind will tell you, why, hey, just put the snooze button on, this and that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. And in let's say in a full coaching conversation, we would examine that self-talk, and we'd look at strategies to handle it. Strategies to respond to that self-talk in a productive, healthy way. I guess what I'm looking to ask now, Devin, is in this regard to rising early and the walking, meditation, and exercise, what are you committed to at a 10? Meaning, what's the minimum? What's the minimum you know, come hell or high water, you're going to do? And even if it's not very impressive, even if it's those little baby steps, I'm interested to know, what are you rock solid out of 10 committed to? And again, even if it's small and it's...
Yeah, I would say that I'm rock solid committed to rising early 3 days per week with exercise and meditation. And that's it. Just that.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So to do at least 3 days, meaning whatever happens, whatever late night parties or whatever computer friends, whatever happens, that at least from now till January 1st, you're not going to go down to 2, 1, or 0 days per week. At least 3 days per week, you're going to rise early by your definition. And you're going to do exercise and meditation early morning on those 3 days at least. And that's a 10. You're giving your word of – that's what I'm understanding. You're declaring that. You're giving your word of honor.
It's going to happen. It's happening.
It's going to happen. I hear that. And 100%. Excellent. And I hear that you're interested. You're excited about doing that at least 5 days per week. And maybe as your life goes on, 7, you're interested. And maybe that will happen in the next 2 or 3 weeks. But what you're rock solid committed to is at least 3 days per week. And let me ask, Devin, how will I know that you've fulfilled this commitment? Like if I'm inviting you, if you want to use me as an accountability check, if you want to send me an email at the end of each week for the next 3 or 4 weeks, I'm glad to play that role for you.
Then so be it. At the end of each week, I will state the number of days that I rose early, the number of times that I exercised and did meditation in those days.
Okay. So I'll get at least one email for you confirming that you fulfilled this inspiring commitment. And okay, so how's this all feel for you, Devin?
Feels great. I feel like I've fine-tuned a goal that I have been kind of hesitant about forming, the rising early one, and also made it more realistic. And then also by making it more realistic, I feel that it's more challenging because I'm less likely to cop out and just give up because I know that I can achieve it. The commitment is a 10 there. As opposed to if I was to say I want to rise at like earlier than early in my perspective, 4 days per week, like earlier than early,
right.
4 days per week, that would be not a realistic goal. However, this one I feel is a realistic and challenging goal.
Yeah, because sometimes we can get unrealistic and say all of these far out and big goals. But in one sense, we don't even feel challenged because we know we're not really going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm inspired by your process, Devin, because what I hear is you've sort of been at 2, 3, 4 days per week, and so you're not making huge quantum jumps here. What you are doing is you're taking something you've been working on and it's been unsteady, and you're solidifying it, you're getting real stable, you're making it real, a solid habit in your life, and that feels that feels reinforcing. It's strengthening for you. That's what I'm hearing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. It's reinforcing it. It's making it more concrete, or concrete as opposed to slightly inconcrete as it was before.
Okay. Yeah. It's specific. It's measurable. It's concrete. It's time oriented, and so it's. Right, so it's very real, and you're putting yourself on the line. You're embracing this goal, making it solid, and you know that this is just going to raise your consciousness in life to a higher and deeper level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Excellent. Devin, I appreciate that you've come on the show and participated and shared yourself vulnerably and concretely. Thank you, Devin, from Alberta, Canada.
Thank you, David, and I feel that it was only suitable for my personality to be the first one to call in today.
One, yes. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. Thank you, Devin. Thanks for listening in and participating. And I'm inspired by that, Marie. That's the coaching. We do coaching, and as we saw, that sometimes coaching is cognitively based. Sometimes it's deeply emotionally based. And here it was a lot of things. And with Devin primarily, it was action-oriented, behavior, action-oriented. Sometimes it's said it's easier to act ourselves into feeling than to feel ourselves into action, right? Because sometimes we can analyze and go into our emotions, this and that, but we still sleep late. But then sometimes we get into action. We get into action. I'm going to do that exercise program. I'm going to talk to that person. I'm going to give that speech I've been scared about. I'm going to, we get into action in our life. And then we experience, we feel a surge of confidence and joy, and we get insight into what was holding us back. So acting ourselves into feeling, that works. That works quite a bit.
Yeah, thank you, David. It was really inspiring coaching. And now I feel inspired in my own life to look at habits maybe where I set myself up for failure in some ways because the bar is too high, and then I defeat myself in that way. And with Devin, it was clear what was happening for him in the lack of concreteness, and also in maybe not really setting himself for success. For success, and I'm inspired to look in my own life.
Thank you, Marie. Thanks, Marie. And thanks, Devin, for joining us on the Sofitove Radio Hour. The number to call to be on the show, 805-285-9749. If you've already called in or you call in and to participate, press 1, dial 1. This is the Sofitove Radio Hour. This is David Wolf, your host of the Sofitove Radio Hour, your station for self-realization. Wherever we focus, it could be an exercise program. It could be financial management. It could be relationships. It could be career. It could be school. Wherever we focus, our emphasis, sometimes underlying, sometimes subtle, sometimes implied, is self-realization. Is self-realization. Without that, it's the whole personal growth thing for me is kind of empty. It's kind of empty and dry. And so that's what we offer in the Sofitove environment, spiritually based. That means self-realization based, because we're spiritual beings having a human experience. Spiritually based, personal and group transformation through empowered communication. The quality of our communication is the quality of our life. So empowered communication, courageous introspection, and purposeful action. So we had an example of that, purposeful action, right? Devin's clear and purposeful in his action. And to get there, my sense is he did some courageous introspection to really look at, well, here's what's real for me. Here's what I'm committed to. Here's what I'm not committed to. Here's what's important. Here's why it's important. Some courageous introspection. And hopefully, in that whole process, we engage in some empowered communication. And I like to think that. Yes, yes. Empowered communication starts with self-realization. It leads to self-realization and starts with self-realization. It's an upward spiral. Right? There's never like, I'm self-realized now. Okay, game's over. Because we're eternal beings, and so we can eternally know ourselves more and more and deeper and more broadly, and our qualities can manifest, and we can connect with God and the Supreme more and more. And so even if we're, whatever our level of self-realization now, if we're in the process of transformative communication, we're in the process of self-realization, then one moment from now, one day, 10 years from now, that's going to be greatly expanded. And that's the nature of spiritual life. It's the nature of self-realization.
A few days ago, I was teaching a workshop in Gainesville, like on Sunday at the Sacred Earth Center. And it was a really, really nice group, eager for transformation and eager for self-realization and spirituality. And as we were going through the processes of the workshop, some of the sharing were like really gearing to in that direction of ever expanding. We had people who have, you know, who came to the workshop who had taken like all sorts of courses, who have done a lot of work on themselves, who were like really mastering transformative communication, and others were just beginning and really, you know, really beginning to practice the strategies of transformative communication. And what we looked at is because the nature of the self is to expand all the time, the value of the experiential learning, because through the experiential learning, then there is no end to our learning, that we can constantly continue to learn and expand, and no matter where we are at, no matter how much we know, because we learn from our own experience, we know then through all the processes of transformative communication, we are going to the next stage, no matter where is the next stage.
Yeah, thank you, Marie. That's Marie Glashine at the controls, Sofitove coach, managing director of Sofitove Institute, co-founder of Sofitove Institute, Sofitove facilitator, Marie Glashine. Yes, a few days ago you taught a workshop in Gainesville, Florida, and you were enlivened by the spirit of discovery. Now, that's a spirit of discovery that's resonant with the experiential learning model, as opposed to just, here, I'm going to give you some information. Of course, there's a place, I'm going to give you some information. But that's the difference between that just sort of purely cognitive academic learning and then a realized knowledge, realized wisdom, and that comes from experience. That comes from experience. Transformative communication, self-realization. It means that we know the art of experiencing our experience, and then empowered communication. What's that mean? It means we communicate our experience so that others get us. So it's a high level of responsibility. Not like I'm weighed down by responsibility. It could be a fun adventure. But it's like responsibility for being clear, responsibility for not living in pretending not to know. And being clear who I am, experiencing my experience, whether that experience looks good or not, whether that experience will meet approval or not, whether that experience conforms with conceptions of what I should be experiencing or what others say I should be, experiencing my experience and then communicating it, being responsible to communicate my experience so that you get it, you get me. That's real life. That's real life, unfiltered. Unfiltered. You're listening to the Sofitove Radio Hour. We invite you to join us and get some coaching, get some Sofitove coaching right here. Yes.
If you're listening on the phone and you want to come to share your comments or question, you can raise your hand. And David, we have a caller right now, a caller that beginning by 407. You can state your name and where you're calling from and just share with us.
Hi, Marie. Hi, David. It's Natalie. And I'm calling from the road. I'm on my way to Clearwater, Florida right now.
Okay. Okay, Natalie, welcome. So, Natalie, on the road somewhere in Central Florida or something, North Central Florida.
Mm-hmm.
On the way to Clearwater. What's in Clearwater? Lots
Clearwater.
Of nice beaches, I know.
Yes, and family. Family is there.
Okay.
And as I say that, my heart is like really pounding, pretty heavy, and. I think I'm a little bit nervous to just be on the call right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so you got some nervousness, some apprehension? You got some apprehension?
Mm-hmm. Part of which is just around the topic that I'm, like, mulling over in my heart and my head and also about, you know, paying attention to traffic and being with where I'm at. So,
yes,
doing both. Yeah.
Be safe. Yes, yes.
I will. Thank you. David, I am really inspired by this radio show, like most. I was really feeling, like, drawn, like, just excited by your words of experience my experience and then communicate it so that others get it.
Yes,
I feel that heavily as I, like, go to be with family that has just lost a member of our family. Like, my aunt has lost her husband, and my two cousins have lost their dad. So I'm going to be with them, and something that just keeps going on in my head is this, like, being with them and serving them, and also in that space to take care of myself also, and to balance that the best way I can.
Yes. Okay. All right. So you're feeling sadness, and you're going to an environment where naturally there's going to be some natural grieving and sadness and pain and a sense of aloneness and bereft. And I'm hearing, Natalie, that going into this environment and driving there on the road, you're in reflection, you're reflecting on what you want to create, on what's happening for you. And I'm hearing you're reflecting on balance, what balance will look like in this upcoming family visit at this time of sorrow. What will balance look like that you're not just kind of absorbed in yourself, at the same time that you are connected with yourself, you are nurturing yourself so that you can be a healing force and influence for others. Not that you're just sort of so overextending yourself that you're not connected with yourself and then you're not of much use to anyone. So you're really looking for this healthy connection and balance, internal and interpersonal.
Yeah. And just hearing you say that is really, like, therapeutic for me. Just, like,
okay.
I'm sort of melting into those words. That's exactly what I'm reflecting on.
Okay. All right. And that's, you know, we talk about transformative communication. So in my attempts to sort of do my best to kind of hold up the mirror of what I've understood from you, Natalie, of what's gone on, this supported you in clarifying what is happening inside you.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I have a deep desire to serve wholeheartedly and authentically, and to not feel like, just to notice if I'm feeling guilty or for my own needs, and I think that's some of what's going on for me. Like, I'm going to be around people that I guess I'm a little bit nervous about their own self-care. And
Okay.
Yeah. I
All
feel
right.
myself very strong.
Okay.
Shall I continue?
Yes, please. I hear you. You're feeling strong and a growing strength. Yeah, please continue, Natalie.
Okay. A growing strength around, especially around friends and people that I feel like are, like, I have a strong idea that they're supporting themselves, and even if they're struggling at a time, that I have a good sense that they have all the tools they need and they're doing just fine. And I think when it comes to my family members, some of them I don't think I have as much trust in their own capabilities to handle things themselves. So I worry that I'm going to try to take on too much.
Okay. All right. So I heard previously that some, you're kind of worried that you might feel some guilt in your self-care efforts.
Mm-hmm.
And that in general, or in your life, in a growing way, you're just more and more deeply trusting that people have the resources and completeness and tools that they need within themselves to handle their lives with excellence, whatever's happening, whether it's sadness or anger or success or whatever. And then you're noticing that with your family members, with some of your family members, that just natural organic trust in their intrinsic capacity to handle things in a healthy way, that it's somewhat missing for you. And so you're worried that you might try to kind of overextend yourself, or even kind of try to be in the fixing mode, maybe imposing your own ideas about how they should be, and you're just sort of, you're kind of worried that you won't quite have that, just that real healthy, authentic balance of giving yourself fully and trusting that each family member is the expert in their lives.
Yeah. Oh, David, I'm so glad I called. This is exactly why I called, because I just needed to hear myself say that I was lacking in trust in them. And now that I'm more aware of that, I it just is raising my awareness of myself right now, and I'm so grateful for that.
Wonderful. So this is fully resonating, and it's just in this mirroring process, you're just getting clear, like just in hearing yourself saying that you don't have trust, then you're getting clear on where you're going to go and where you want to go, and internally and even interpersonally.
Yeah.
Okay. I hear your joy and excitement in being in this self-realization, self-awareness process.
Yes, I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful for this. And it's such a gift that you guys are offering at this time, and I'm really glad that I know about it. And thank you for reflecting with me and just being with me right now.
Thank you, Natalie. And I'm deeply encouraged by our experience and our interchange together here. I'm encouraged. For me, your gratitude, your joy that you're going to take into your family gathering. That's very inspiring to continue to offer the gifts and the pearls of transformative communication. Thank you, Natalie.
Thank you, David. Thank you, Marie.
Thank you, Natalie. Thanks for joining us.
You're welcome. Bye
for
now.
Natalie.
Thank you, Marie.
I'll be glad to hear how it goes with you, Natalie, with your family, and I'm fully confident of an auspicious experience that you're going to create there, hearing your energy and your growing realization. Thank you, Natalie, for joining us on the Sofitove Radio Hour. This is David Wolf, your host. We have another, 3 or 4 minutes? Another 3 or 4 minutes remaining on the Sofitobe Radio Hour?
No, it's a difficult situation. You know, I could emphasize with Natalie, like, situation of being with people who deeply suffer. You know, in that situation, suffer the loss of a loved one. And, you know, like, being with them and really entering deeply their world and being at service to them while also really being fully aware of our needs and our wants. Yeah. And often people don't know how to do that. And I notice people don't even know how to be with people who are suffering or who are going through a big challenges. We tend to be scared. We tend to be scared of other people's suffering. And, while I was listening to Natalie, I was reminded about the transformative communication and how people learn and how we learn to be able to do just that, to take the risk, to be with people no matter how deep the pain, knowing that they are bigger than their pain, knowing that by being with them in their pain, they will find the strength too.
Thanks for sharing that, Marie. Yeah, it is a challenging time that pretty much everyone faces. Death of loved ones and being with family members, and so there's a common tendency, human tendency, to avoid the pain. And so, let's say someone's grieving deeply, and that's very uncomfortable for me. And so I might try to fix their problem, or I just talk about something else, or I just kind of say something really stupid, or avoid the pain in different ways. Just kind of, it'll be okay, or whatever. And then, often, when there's that intense emotion, whether it's pain, sadness, hurt, anger, sometimes all we want is to be understood. And sometimes just silence can convey that understanding. Or sometimes an empathic word or whatever it is. And so sometimes, but that to just fully be with someone and to understand, that means we're sharing their pain. And that means we need to transcend our inclination to run from the pain. Right? A lot of life is running from pain. Right? If we look at, let's say, the whole drug industry, what's that about? It's running from pain. Running from pain. And a lot of even healthier endeavors than intoxication, it's about running from pain. Sometimes just mindless entertainment. What are we doing? We're running from pain. So I'm very inspired also by Natalie sharing there, because she's committed to not run from the pain. Now, when we're saying not to run from the pain, not to avoid the pain, we're not suggesting let's all wallow in our pain and just have this pity party. We're talking about experiencing our experience, and communicating it so that others get it, and being there for others as they communicate their experience, sometimes in silence, sometimes with wailing. Whatever it is, experiencing, that's different than wallowing, experiencing. Marie, I'm really appreciative of Devin and Natalie, our callers, and it wasn't just callers, we tend to deal a lot on the micro level, what's happening inside, consciousness. And so our callers here, it's coaching, it's internal process, sometimes resulting in purposeful action. Now, Natalie is deeply purposeful in going to her family gathering. Devin is deeply purposeful about his rising in the morning and exercise and walking and meditation. I thank you all. Thanks for joining us on the Sofitobe Radio Hour. I look forward to your presence and contribution and participation next week, December 15th, 1 p.m. Eastern Time, the Sofitobe Radio Hour. And visit our Sofitobe website, sofitobe.com. This is David Wolf, your host, with Marie Glashine in the Sofitobe Studios. Thank you for being with us today. Satoto Radio Hour. Your station, Self.